It's the WP Minute. Here's a thought exercise. Should WordPress get a new logo? The answers might surprise you. Coming up next. Hey there, listener. Today's episode is brought to you by us here at the WP Minute. If you want to support the show, you can join the Slack membership for as little as $5 donation over at thewpminute.com/support. You can also become an annual supporting member for $79 to get some perks and to get some additional membership bonuses. Head on over to thewpminute.com/support. Show your support for WordPress news and the WP Minute for as little as a $5 virtual coffee to help us keep things going here at the WP Minute, thewpminute.com/support. There's a lot happening in the WordPress world these days. WordPress 6.5 is right around the corner. Page builders are getting better. New block themes are surfacing. Competitors are looking leaner and meaner. While the same old debates continue to circle the water, is WordPress losing market share? Even with the turbulence we might be feeling, I'm still very optimistic with where WordPress, the software, is headed. As I pondered today's monologue, a thought popped into my head. How about a new WordPress logo? I tweeted it. Don't be alarmed, it's just a thought exercise that built off of my questions from a few weeks ago, who is WordPress for? I might be jaded by my time as an agency owner or as an independent content creator, but new logos and branding discussions generally set the tone for a new purpose of an organization. Hoist that new logo up the flagpole, leadership stands at the front of the line, we're headed in that direction now. As WordPress evolves into a better website builder, maybe a new logo is what we need, or brand, really. Something to rally around, something that inspires, something that puts the past behind us. Here are some of the responses I received. No, says Corey Moss. Are you talking about .org or .com? Adam Warner questions. Stop, with an animated GIF by Lisa Sabin Wilson. From my 15-plus years of experience, same wine in another bottle is just the same wine. A new logo without full rebranding is useless, seeing that multiple times happening. Then again, I do like the logo, says Dave Lutz. And lastly, Can't Break All the Tattoos by Matt Mullenweg. Let me know what you think. Is a new WordPress logo needed? Imminent? Hit reply and let me know. Now it's time for those important links. There's a few interesting ones, so let's go ahead and dive in. Relative to today's discussion, Noel Talk dissects the past and future growth of WordPress. WordCamp US 2024 tickets are on sale for $100. Celebrate the web's 35th birthday. Brian Cords has some things to consider if you're a developer starting a new full site editor project. Double shot for our developers how to use WordPress React components for plugin pages. Redis, a staple for optimized WordPress hosting, is no longer OSS, open source software. Aaron Jorbin reminds us that good maintainers change their mind often. And I've got two new videos for you. WordPress 6.5 is delayed until Tuesday next week. And a video showing you how to build a Linktree alternative with no plugins using just the 2024 theme. Remember, all of these links are in the show notes at thewpminute.com and also in your inbox if you sign up for the newsletter at thewpminute.com/subscribe. That's it for today's episode. Get the weekly newsletter at thewpminute.com/subscribe. Want to support the show and join a Slack group filled with WordPress professionals like you? Talk about the news, share your WordPress business content, and network with others. Head to thewpminute.com/support and get access to our group. Support the show for as little as $5 or more if you feel we provided more value. Thanks to our pillar sponsors, Pressable, Bluehost, and Omnisend. Thanks to our Foundation Plus sponsors, WP World, Image SEO, and Hostinger. Thanks to all of our annual supporting members and you, the listener. Without your support, the WP Minute wouldn't be possible. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.